from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. This is the show that we do what we say, and we lean local. We talk about local issues, and we got a very interesting guest today, and we're going to talk about, even though he's running for the assembly, the state assembly, how does that affect us locally? And I know you're all covering politics. I mean, you can't help but see what's going on the presidential side, and I think that's good. And of course, we have a race in the U.S. Senate and some other races here in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, my question to everyone is, what's it do for the local community here? And how do you perceive we're doing locally? And what are some of your suggestions and ideas? So, you know, the state assembly, as you all know, there's 99 assembly people. Right now, you know, I'm going to ask our guest, you know, how can we get along? But right now, it's skewed a little bit, right? I mean, of course, there's been this whole redistricting thing, but I think we're at 34 Democrats and 65 Republicans. And that's what it is. And mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean you can't get stuff done, although I don't think they're getting a hell of a lot done, but we'll talk about that too. But it's just important that we get people that are going to work. And we're going to talk about a number of things, and obviously, you know, anybody who listens to me, you know, I'm going to hit this guy up with term limits, but we'll do that later. Ahmad Rivera Wagner is a candidate for the state assembly. And again, the state assembly, there's 99 of these districts. This district is pretty much the city of Green Bay, yep. The east side? Or
yep, 100% the city of Green Bay. So okay. It's all of the east side and a small sliver of the west side along the bay. So right. It's for the first time in about 20 years right. That we've had a state rep, state assembly person who would be represented 100% in the city of Green Bay, and then the other 88th, 89th would be the west side.
And about how many people? 50?
60,000.
60,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's close to, well, the mayor's got double. Yeah. But okay, my first question to you, as it was to the three people running for Congress, it's a weird question, but like, why? I mean, you're taking a cut and pay.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying it's public knowledge what you make. So you're taking $30,000, $40,000 cut and pay. Mm-hmm. And so are some other people too, quite honestly, that are running for other offices. Right. Even though Congress makes a gazillion dollars, there's people who make more than that.
Correct.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I just got to ask you, Ahmad, like, the political climate isn't great right now. Mm-hmm. Social media is not nice to people at times.
Not at all.
I mean, campaigning's tougher than it was when I was there, and that wasn't that long ago. So I just, like, my first question is why?
Well, you know, I always tell people this, that I think we're all tired of the chaos and the conspiracy theories. And we've seen that more than anyone else in the state of Wisconsin here in Green Bay. We've watched folks spend a year trying to ban the pride flag. We've watched people tell us that there were midgets in the machines trying to steal the election for Joe Biden. We've watched people get death threats and harassment. But what I learned in that process is that that's not Green Bay. Green Bay is the kind of community, like my neighbor who bakes me cookies every year before she even knew my name, who puts up another neighbor that puts a dog bowl full of water as I walk my golden doodles through Astor, we have the wine and cheese party in the Astor area where everyone comes together. And we never ask people who they vote for, what their political affiliation. Right. We say, are you a good neighbor? Are you a good community member? And despite all the things that we've experienced over the last 4 years here in Green Bay, we've accomplished incredible things. And that's what's so amazing about Green Bay. We're tenacious. We're folks that when folks were trying to ban the pride flag, we were building more housing. When people were complaining about midgets in the machine stealing the election for Joe Biden, we created the first ever municipal conservation corps. We are working to make sure that everyday residents are getting their lives improved. And to me, that is the role of government. And the reason why I wanted to run in this seat is because for too long, the state legislature is where good ideas go to die. That too often, Green Bay is doing this great work with each other, across spectrums, across industries, without any assistance from the state legislature. Imagine what it would look like if we had someone deeply committed, not only to Green Bay, but to progress and making sure that Green Bay got its fair share on a wide variety of issues. We know how to get things done with very little. Imagine what it would look like if we actually had the resources we deserve.
Okay. I agree with you. I'm I don't know you all that well. I don't know what your experience is. I want to talk a little bit more about that. But I'm from what you just told me, I'm afraid you might be disappointed. I have had friends, younger people that have gone in like, this is not what I thought. And I think what you're thinking is a good way to think.
Right.
I applaud you for that. And your opponent might say the same thing, but then you get there and it's just not. It's just not. I mean, I don't know what else. I can't even finish a sentence. So how are you going to take this? And I'll talk a little bit more about some of the things that you've worked on here in the city of Green Bay. But how are you going to take this relationship building and not worrying about who's who and bring that to 98 other people?
Right. Well, one, I want to say when I first came to Green Bay, this was, you know, quite some time ago, they told me that local politics is not where things got done, that local politics were divisive and ugly. And that people weren't happy about getting things done. And then we got into that office and people said, you're crazy, Ahmad. In fact, you should try to get some work in Madison and just commute, or you should do political work and do consulting in D.C. And instead, I went into local government because the local government is where the rubber meets the road, literally and figuratively. And look what we have gotten done despite all of those things. So I know I'm a relentless optimistic, but that's partly because I was raised by a single mom. We experienced homelessness almost the first 10 years of my life. The only thing that we could count on wasn't failing, but working hard. And we had to work hard for what seemed impossible at that time, which is to become homeowners. And me and my mom were able to do that through a program called Habitat for Humanity, which was a public-private partnership and volunteers of all different political stripes who literally helped us build the house that my mom still lives in. And so for me, things that seem improbable, that I was living in the car with my mom, and now she is a homeowner, and I get to be the chief of staff of the mayor and even run for an assembly seat in the community that I love. That sounded impossible if you asked the 7-year-old Ahmad. And so I don't believe in fighting for what you think is all you can get. I believe you fight for the things that you deserve. And that's why I worked in City Hall. That's why I'm running for assembly, because I believe when you love something, you fight for it. And I truly love this community. It's been the most incredible community I've ever lived in. It gave me my husband. It gave me my golden tutors. It gave me the first house I ever was able to buy. I think that kind of Green Bay values deserves to be uplifted, supported, and invested in.
Okay. I agree with everything you said. I don't have the confidence, not in you, in the system.
That's fair.
Is there something that you're going to bring that's going to bring people together? Like, I just had a guy that I know went and what did he do? It was something like really vanilla. Like, let's make this the national bird or the state. It was just something like, how can you not? But at least it was something that you could agree on. All I want to see is people agree, and then you can drill down to more specific issues. But is there something you're going with in mind or say? That's one question of how are you going to work with other people? And after you're done with that, I want to talk about what do you have anything in mind for the district you're representing?
Yep. Well, one, what I'd like to say is that I think, I'm not going to say that I have the magic bullet. I think the magic bullet that we got was ending gerrymandering. That the idea that you don't have to actually talk to your voters and actually get to know your voters and ask what your voters actually want, where the partisanship is rewarded. I think that was one of the reasons why the legislature was ineffective, unhelpful. And we are now for the first time ever seeing the most fair maps that Wisconsin has seen in nearly 2 decades. Mm-hmm. And so I want to be honest, I don't think it's just my tenacity and hard work. I think that people made structural changes that made it possible for voters to choose their leaders and not the other way around. And so what I believe I'm doing is riding that wave. And one of them I'm writing is that here in Green Bay, I don't think we all vote for the same president. I don't think we've all voted for the same mayor. But what we have been able to do is pass some really big things that has put us above cities twice our size, like the first ever municipal conservation corps, which ultimately got supported unanimously through the Common Council, building the largest missing middle housing development in Green Bay history, unanimous through the Common Council, really making sure that we lift folks up. We're doing childcare initiatives and pilot programs on small business supports, all of which made it through the Common Council through ARPA dollars. those folks, you can't say that the Common Council and the mayor have always been best friends. In many ways, they felt like there was a wall that was impenetrable there, except we still were able to do that over the last 5 years. And so I want to bring that kind of Green Bay grit to the legislature with a new, there's going to be almost 50% new people, whether they're Republican or Democrat, 50% or at least 50% brand new people. I think we have a chance to be able to work on the actual issues that impact people in this community. And I just, maybe I'm more hopeful than I should be.
No, I think you're going in with some structural change. I mean, there's no question about these new maps, these new districts have really, and people have moved, people have not run. Right. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that's happening where nothing's a guarantee, especially in politics, but pretty safe.
Right, exactly. And that's what I want to be clear. You know, if we're talking about the former legislature, I probably wouldn't have run. If we were talking about a chance where it felt like you were banging your head against the wall for something like simple, like bridge funding that we couldn't even get for our downtown bridges because they just wanted to be petty and cruel. I don't think that's the legislature I'm walking in. And I think there is a new hope for Republicans and Democrats who just want to get things done. And I think I'm excited to be a part of doing that work.
And I think structural change is good. I'm going to jump to what I usually end with, but another structural change would be term limits.
Yeah.
And I instituted those when I was.
You did.
And I'm glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
And the vote on that was, you know, by the people. It wasn't just, you know, me and the council. And 80-85%. What about that in the state?
Well, we already know that many of the constitutional offices at the state level have term limits, right? We know that in Green Bay, there's term limits now. So term limits on governor, term limits on mayor, office, and now even because of you and your leadership on common council. I always think,
and judge.
And judge. I always think that that's one tool in our toolbox. At the end of the day, we should always try to leverage as many tools as we can to make sure that we have the strongest democracy we have. What I always tell people is that at the end of the day, I still think that people should decide who their elected leaders should be. So I'm thankful for term limits, happy about them. I would support them. But I do think that voters get to choose who they want to lead them. And we want to make sure that they always have the right to do that.
Did you answer my question? You would support term limits?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's on both sides. I mean, right?
Absolutely.
It is. And there's some people that have been in there since 2005, and people don't run because they're not going to win. And we need people just like your restructuring of the district. So, all right, we're going to be right back. We are with our very special guest, Ahmad Rivera Wagner, State Assembly District 90 candidate. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We're here with a candidate for the 90th District, which represents the city of Green Bay, Ahmad Rivera Wagner. Do you like that music?
You did two good songs
I know, man.
So far.
Okay. That's what I do here, man. I pick the music, right, Kyle?
Yeah, it's
okay,
great.
See, that's what I do. No, I'm glad you're here and we're talking about this. And I'll let you end with why you're the most qualified. But I want to talk about a couple issues that are going to come up or that should come up. Legalized marijuana always comes up.
Yes.
Is that the answer?
100%.
Okay, all right, fine. Let's move
on. I can go on to it, but yes with a period. I think that we are losing, we're the only Midwest state losing out on the potential tax revenue for being able to leverage that for places like Green Bay, who desperately needs things like infrastructure and other tools. I do think there should be restrictions on things like the amount of product and gummies and things of that nature. I think that we need to make sure that people who are most impacted by the criminalization of marijuana also have a role to play in its monetization. So, I mean, if you ever want to get nerdy about it, I'm happy. But the simple and short answer is
I don't want to
yes.
Win up time. I mean, I got a few minutes left here. Hey, I want to ask you something, and I should have done a little bit more work on this question, but I want to ask you. A friend of mine, he's a friend of everybody's. He was the president of the United Way. He was a teacher at UWGB.
Yeah.
And moved out to Washington State, and he was not well, so he could take his own life, right? Mm. That, you know, and his daughter, she gave this great talk about how beautiful it was. We don't allow that here,
right?
In the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on that? Are you hearing that at the Doors?
Well, here's what I do here at the Doors is that the system that we have in place for mental health is so inadequate, so poorly funded, and it's such a loss that we are seeing major issues here in Green Bay, ranging from the violence that happens between couples with folks that are mentally ill or struggling with mental illness or drug addiction, going unchecked and having access to weapons, to folks who want to harm themselves. Yeah. Here. We don't have the tools and resources that we need to even mitigate the crisis as is, let alone a conversation about the end of life access to themselves. And so what I would say is that we have to completely reform, invest, and change the way that we approach mental health.
Okay, you understand I'm talking about someone who's got a good state of mind.
Right, and is choosing.
And is choosing that, look, I've got this, right. it's terminal, right. And I'm going to drink this cocktail, I'm going to have right. a party, I'm going to invite all my friends in, they're going to sing songs, yep. and I'm going to fade away.
Yeah, the term that uses euthanasia, right? Self-euthanasia.
Self, yeah.
But my thing is, what my concern is about having that conversation, the absence of a mental health conversation, is that's one end of the spectrum of what you want to do to yourself based on your individual freedoms and rights. And then also what you do if you weren't of right of mind and we're having that conversation. And so I just think that our mental health system is completely broken.
Okay.
And there are some things that we can do to help address that. And if that is one of the options that people want to bring into the political mix, let's have that conversation. But if we can't even get someone who wants to actually harm themselves and they're not in the right mind.
If you tie those together, Ahmad, you're never going to get it done. That's just you're tying something. I'm talking about the president of the United Way, who was a
right.
philosophy teacher, and I had him come and speak to he ended up writing his own book, and I was a motivational speaker, and actually made the strategic move, like, look, I've got this incurable disease. I'm going to move out here because they allow yeah. me to take
to
that. It nothing to do with mental health. I'm just wondering what you think about that. People have asked me that, because after this funeral, yeah. people are like, what do you think about that? I'm like, you know what? I don't know what I think about that.
Well, I think that people ultimately get to make the final decisions for themselves, and they can either do it in a legal way or they can do it in other ways on their own. I mean, that's something that I don't know if government has a role to intervene in doing.
And it's against the law to do it on your own. I mean, your insurance right. doesn't pay. I mean, it's
right. But you can also shoot yourself and kill yourself.
Right. That's right. what I'm right. saying.
So my point is that you don't need government regulation to tell you
right.
when and how to do that. But it's a worthwhile conversation to have in the 21st century if you are facing something like a terminal illness, like cancer or yeah. some other element, and that you want to take things in your own hands. I think those are like real conversations that we should be having.
They need to have, because to see somebody suffer is the worst thing.
Absolutely.
And especially if you know it's inevitable. So, hey, let's just quickly, you're going to Madison. You want to go to Madison. Things that tie back to our community.
So my cornerstone of what I'm running on is housing. As you probably know, we are in the midst of a housing crisis. We have less than 1% unemployment in the city of Green Bay. Whether you are a C-suite executive or a frontline worker like a meat packer, you are competing, including in our neighborhood, for housing, which stay on the market for 24, 48 hours, go over 30,000, 40,000 over asking. And so one of the things I'm deeply working on is making sure that we, one, make it easier to build housing, that we create funding to build missing middle housing, which is all the housing between income-restricted and apartment living. And that we make sure that we have those kind of tidbits in place here in the city. And we know that by building more housing, we actually increase the tax base and overall reduce the tax burden on property owners. And so housing to me is the cornerstone of what I'm running on, and make sure we have more of it here in the city of Green Bay.
And we've got the land to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, 45 square miles is plenty. Go ahead.
And I was going to say, I just want to make sure that one of the things I'm also deeply passionate about is creating an economy that kind of works for everyone. And that means making sure that workers have a seat at the table around their wages and benefits. So I am incredibly pro-labor. I think okay. that employees and workers like mill workers and manufacturers and teachers should have a role to play, and that we are clawing back the way that Act 10 kind of made a deep impact on folks' ability to be at the table to negotiate their wages and their work. And so I want to make sure that people of all different backgrounds get to talk about the conversations that impact them, including their jobs.
You probably answer my question, but when you get elected, you get assigned to a committee. There's 45 committees.
Yeah.
You're lobbying for, you said, more in the area of housing.
Right. The other one, which maybe I'm very pro-democracy, and given you probably know this, given everything I've experienced here in Green Bay, where people accused me of stealing the election for Joe Biden and stalked my husband, and I got death threats and my car got vandalized, I'm deeply interested in being on campaigns and elections because I do think that we need to make sure people know how elections work, how democracy can be expanded, and how that we're doing a really good job here in the city of Green Bay, and poll workers, like our neighbors and our friends, don't deserve to be threatened. And so one of the other things I'm deeply interested in outside of housing is democracy and making sure that we are clear about how strong it is here and improve the things that may improvement, but also defend it against the people who are looking to undermine it.
I was invited to, and I won't talk about me, I won't talk about you, but I just want to tell you, I was invited to a seminar on election integrity. And I'm like, look, for whatever reason, politicians aren't trusted.
Right.
Okay, and you're good people, but whatever, that's just the way, it's the world we live in. But I said, you know, get the high school coach to say it.
Right.
You know, get somebody that people, who doesn't like the high school coach, the high school band teacher, you know?
Right.
Everybody likes them. So they're going to have to carry them. You got to spend some, I don't know how you're going to do it, but you figure that one out. You let us all know, you know? we got to get going here. Just tell me, you're running for office. Is this your first time running for the assembly?
Absolutely. I'm a first time candidate.
Okay. So just tell me why. And then, I only got a minute and a half left. Sorry, man. I didn't really give you the floor.
Like I said, I was raised by a single mom who had me at 16. We were homeless for probably about first 10 years of my life. And one of the things we learned when we built our house with Habitat for Humanity is where the experts put one nail in, volunteers put four. But what the houses that love built withstand the storms. And so when I moved here with my husband, who's the son of dairy farmers, we found the community that loved us, that we love back, and we want to defend it. And so I'm running to make sure that we build an economy for everyone, that we build more housing, that we build safer streets that you can walk, bike, and walk your dog, or go for a run. And I want to make sure that we have more Green Bay in Madison.
All right, that's cool. Ahmad Rivera Wagner, a candidate for the 90th District, which you can just, you know, go Google it, but it's a whole bunch of Green Bay. Thanks for coming in. Good luck on the trail.
Thank you for having me.
I hope people treat you with respect because we need that in politics.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. You bet. Thanks for coming in. Join us. We have another candidate coming in on Lean Local. Stick around. We'll be right back.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Lean Local. We're focusing this show on District 90 for the State Assembly. And as you all know, there's 99 districts, and we've got one right here in Green Bay that's very important. And it's actually an open seat, and that doesn't happen a lot. And so we have two people running. And I have in the studio with me now Jessica Henderson. And before I introduce her, I just want to remind everyone that the show Lean Local, we're concerned about all levels of politics, right? And not too hard to find what's going on the top level with the presidential election, and of course the state senate. But here locally, this is equally as important, and I could argue it's even more important because these are the people that can really affect your day to day living right here in Green Bay. So Jessica Henderson is with us. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I get my first question when I look at the salary of $57,000, which is not a heck of a lot. I look at the time. I look at how difficult campaigns are getting. You know, I was in politics for some time, and look, it was difficult, but it wasn't like mean-spirited. And not that yours is, but that can happen with the social media stuff. Right. So why don't I just start with the first question? Why? why are you running? I mean, this is... Right, you're a mom, right? You have kids,
right,
so
yeah.
I mean, it's taking a little bit of time to campaign, and if you're elected, it's going to take a lot of time. So,
exactly.
what? Tell me about what got you into this.
Well, 2020 happened, and it happened to all of us equally. And I started wondering who my local representative was, because I was curious as to when we were going to get back to some kind of normalcy. So I called my local representative. I never did get a hold of my local representative. I got a hold of their staff. And down the line, I was informed that if I thought I could do better, I should run. And that's why I ran.
You know what? That is a great answer from their staff. It's like, if you don't like it, you can run. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of this country. I mean, you know, exactly. It's a free country. People can run. And people do. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice that it's an open seat, you know, a little bit because of the redistricting and a couple other things. But what are you hearing at the doors? I'm assuming you're knocking on doors.
Oh, I've been knocking on a lot of doors. Okay, yes. Okay, I never thought I would be knocking on so many doors. Yeah. I've went through 3 pairs of tennis shoes so far. Yeah. So I've knocked on about 5,000 doors, I feel.
Really? Wow.
And most of it's been personally. I do have some volunteers that have been helping me.
Great.
When what I'm hearing at the doors is a lot of what I was feeling. A lot of people are telling me that they are fed up with politics as usual. They are fed up with people that run and get elected and do not represent them.
Do you, let me jump ahead then. We have some people who've been in the United States Congress forever, but even at the state 2005, you know, have you talked about term limits where you would vote, people would be in for X and then the gig's up?
I've thought that for quite a while in my life is that, you know, being a politician should not be a career. It should be a community service, a service to your community, whether that be state or local or, you know, federal, whatever it is. And it should be time limited.
Okay.
So the president is time limited, so yeah. Should the other positions.
So's the mayor and city council.
Yeah.
But that took a lot to get that through because, you know, some of these people are voting there. They're going to have a tough time finding another job. And that, mm-hmm. It's not designed to be a full-time job. I mean, mm-hmm. It just isn't. But there's not term limits in the Constitution yet. I think the founders, I think, thought we were smart enough that no one's going to do that for life. And now we got people, and on both sides, you know, I'm exactly. Not picking on anybody here. I'm just saying, exactly. You know, 40 years, that's exactly. Crazy. And people don't, well, you know, nobody runs against me. Come on, you're an incumbent. You kind of, you know, you got the upper hand. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all right. I'm glad you agree with term limits because it's no secret that I sure do. So what do you want to accomplish? You get elected, you go on to Madison. You're running as a Republican.
I am.
Okay. And the reason I bring that up, they have control of the House, right? I mean, it's 99 people, and I think it's a little bit easier to be in the majority than the minority. However, there's just so much of this fighting. How do you see getting consensus on some things? Well, first I want to talk about the issues that you're most interested in, and then we'll talk about how you're going to build consensus.
The issues that I'm kind of, that are most important to me are the budget that we're experiencing in our state. It seems, being a case manager, I see a lot of wasteful spending, and I want to get that under control because it comes from our tax money.
Mm-hmm. And you're a case manager. Like, what type of field are you in with case management?
I work with long-term care clients, so primarily elderly, but also I have some young people that will have long-term care needs the rest of their life.
And do we put, there's waste in that department, or there's not enough money, there's too much money, or what? Tell me about how that budget.
It seems like we're always under the gun about how we spend our money because we allot so much money to support the individuals, primarily to keep them in the community and can keep them out of more confining situations like adult family homes or skilled nursing facilities. So we're trying to keep them in the community as long as possible and as successfully as possible. But the state is kind of always breathing down our necks about how we spend that money.
So do you support those CBRFs where they're in the community? Okay.
Oh, yes, yes.
All right, and that's the kind of thing that you think we should do more of, and that's something you're going to work on when you go to Madison.
Yes, because okay. I think those CBRFs that are in the community could prevent people from being
institutionalized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I follow that. What else? So, all right, that's cool because that's the field that you're in, right? So you obviously right. Know the most about it. Anything else you're thinking about? Okay, that's right. There are a lot of committees. Have you looked in? There's like 40 committees. Have you looked at something you'd like to serve on, be on?
Not really yet.
All right. So yeah, I'm just
trying to point to get through to the finish line at this point, I guess.
It's
been a lot.
It is a lot. I say that I think everyone should be a waiter or waitress, and everyone should run for politics.
Exactly.
Because that's...
And I hadn't been a waiter or waitress, so this was the natural step.
Okay. I've done both. And it's rewarding, but it's tough.
Yeah.
It is tough. I mean, I'll give you that.
It's been very rewarding so far.
Well, that's nice. And people are mostly, you said they're pretty good at the doors too.
Yeah, they've been pretty receptive. It's, it's a pretty grassroots situation I have going on.
Yeah.
I really don't have even a committee chairperson or anything like that. I just have a bunch of other grassroots people that are helping me. So. And I'm really grateful.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's going to be a really cool story to tell my kids and grandkids no matter what. So. Yeah,
it is. And, I think politics, as much as they say everybody knows you, it's a lonely job.
Yeah, I think so.
And I know so. And, I'm glad you're doing that. I think that's really important that people do run. I want to ask you a couple issues that are going to come up, whether it's your thing or not. But,
okay.
Because, there's this whole article on here's what legislature did and didn't do, and I just picked like two or three things, and I got some social issues I want to not social issues some moral issues I want to talk to you about. Okay. But there's a lot of talk about legalizing marijuana. We're surrounded by states that have legalized marijuana, right? Minnesota, obviously Illinois. Thoughts on that?
This may get me in trouble with some of my Republican counterparts, but I would vote to legalize marijuana because I've seen the benefits of marijuana for individuals that experience mental health symptoms, especially PTSD. And that's important to me because I'm a mother of a veteran. And also I've seen in other states how financially it can be successful to help with the budget and other things.
So I didn't know what... Are you saying, because there's medical use, which
there
I think you alluded to first, but then mm-hmm. you kind of said you'd legalize it like everything because of the financial side. So is that, mm-hmm. it's both?
I would legalize it for both.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to stand on my own if I need to, so.
No, and I think there's consensus with you and your opponent. You know what I mean? Like I sometimes... And we have to work toward that.
Exactly.
And that's definitely one of them. Something else that we went through this whole redistricting, which I thought was mm-hmm. was pretty interesting. And I'm kind of glad that happened because I don't know a whole lot about that, but it did come to fruition in Wisconsin. And I want you to think about this when we go to break, unless you've thought about it. We're an aging community. People get sick, and there's this whole Medicare thing. We can talk about that, but that's not what I want to talk about right now. And there are some people that get terminally sick. And we have some great programs here, right? We have mm-hmm. Unity Hospice. We've got palliative care before that. In some states, they allow the patient, the individual, to take a cocktail and fade away, right? That happened to... Mm-hmm. The guy who was the president of the United Way here in Green Bay, and he was a philosophy teacher at UWGB. Just a mm-hmm. great guy. I mean, I knew him, went to his funeral. And he moved out to Washington, the state of Washington, because he could do this. Mm-hmm. I forget what it's called. It's not called self. The word suicide isn't in there, but it's something where you go through some tests.
It's like euthanasia.
Yeah, yeah. It's like euthanasia. And you're terminally sick, and you can do that, and they allow that. And it's with dignity,
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that here in Wisconsin. We don't have the death penalty in Wisconsin. But anybody talk about that? Is that something?
I've talked about it, personally. I haven't ever talked about it in public because I've witnessed, loved ones at the end of their life.
Tough to see.
And it's very difficult, and you pray, that there's a way out for them, that they would, the end to their suffering. And so I can see why that would be, you know, I can see why people would consider that.
Well, but you're the elected one. Would you consider is the question?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
fine. I hadn't thought about that from a...
I sometimes ask
a
people...
A policy standpoint.
Right. You ask people, like, you know, what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Something that we're struggling with, we'll get a little bit more pragmatic. This would be easier. Education is not great, okay? I mean, you can argue certain things, mm-hmm. But just in itself, if you look at some of these fourth grade test scores and you know, we have done better. The country's done better. Yeah. Any thoughts on education?
Having worked in Milwaukee for a long time, I got to experience a lot of my coworkers that were beneficiaries of the vouchers, where they were able to put their children in private schools or parochial schools instead of public schools. And I seen how it benefited their children, who were primarily inner city children in Milwaukee. And I can see the benefit. You know, it's been several years since my kids have been in school. I think my youngest one graduated in 2017. So I'm glad I don't have children in school these days. It would be very difficult for me to have kids in school. But I will have grandchildren in school sometime. So
with that said, you support vouchers. Where somebody would get
vouchers.
So if you get a voucher as a parent, actually, and mm-hmm. you can use that anywhere you want.
I do support those, yes.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
I believe that parents should have the freedom to choose where their children get their education from.
All right. Something tells me that's going to come up if you're in there. So, I want to talk a little bit about the economic fiscal policies that we have going on and how we're going to create some more jobs in the state when we get back. But, you're getting into a very interesting field here, and I appreciate what you're doing. This is all
Thank
good.
You.
So we're going to be right back here. With Jessica Henderson, candidate for the 90th District Assembly. Stick around. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back. Local, a program where we focus on what's going on locally. And today we're talking the 90th Assembly District, which is a district made up mainly of Green Bay, 60,000 people. And it's an open seat, and we have two candidates running, and one of them is sitting right next to me, Jessica Henderson, who is, we'll just use the term newbie. I know that's not the right thing, but you're new to this, right? Have you been on school boards or... Town Council, have you done anything else?
I was on the roller derby.
There you go.
The rules committee, and I was the vice president of the roller derby league in Wichita, Kansas. So,
well,
and also for youth soccer, my husband and I, we coached and we were on the committee also. So, just a little bit.
Well, that roller derby interested me because that's, you know, it's close to a combat sport, which you're getting into. Hey,
this was the next natural progression.
Well, I guess it would be after that, but and being new to politics, and you know, you have to run for a party,
right?
At that level, see, I didn't have to do that, and I like that because
exactly
on some comfort in being nonpartisan. But you've picked a lane, and you have to. How is that going as somebody new in the assembly? There's 99 races going on in the state.
It is. Picking a party was not difficult because I tend to lean more Republican, but I've never really been a Republican. If I would have been able to choose, I would say I was more of an independent person.
Right. But that's not a strong party.
No, and that's not an option in an assembly race.
It just isn't. I think we came a little bit close to that. Well, you're too young, but Ross Perot is the one that was kind of shaking things up. Okay, but that's, look, we're a two-party system here. So are you picked the Republican Party? Some people helping you, friends?
I have a great group of people that have been helping me. My husband and my kids have been out helping me knock doors, and I have a great group of people that have been out with me almost every Saturday.
And you were saying that what you're hearing at the door is more is we want representation, not
exactly.
There's not a lot of issues they're asking about, or what would be some issues? I mean, you say that, look, we haven't heard from our past person, and you know, that's kind of common, quite honestly.
I think that people, you know, when the economy hits people, it hits everybody universally across the board, whether you live, you know, in the Redsmith neighborhood or downtown where I live, it hits everybody. And I think that's a pretty big situation.
So what are some things that you're thinking about doing with the economy? Is it in terms of job creation or in terms of minimum wage? Or I don't know, a living wage. What kind of things do you think about?
Well, I definitely think the minimum wage needs to increase. I think $7.25 is pretty, it's not sustainable for anybody. And I know most people are not working for that wage. Most employers are paying a higher wage.
Well, I hope if that goes up, I get a raise.
So. Me too.
Okay. Sorry, Sage. All right. So you're looking at that. One of the things is increasing the minimum wage.
Yeah, I would not be against increasing the minimum wage. I have children that are in that age category. Most of them have jobs that are outside of minimum wage, but it hasn't been that far removed.
Okay. How about job creation? We compete. It's competitive out there. I mean, it just is. So I want to talk about, and I don't know if you give any thought to how we compete with, you know, Illinois and really Indiana. They're pretty aggressive with us. Any thoughts on that? Have you looked at any tax policy you're looking at? Or is that a little bit?
That's pretty far advanced, I would think.
Yeah,
in my
it is.
Mind. I'm just kind of.
Okay.
I'm just thinking day to day right now. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm just being honest.
You are. And that is a great quality to have in politics, right? I mean. Okay.
Got to get through till November 5th before we really worry about much.
Okay. with the state, let me just ask you a couple questions. If you came to my door, and really you should because I live in your district. I like high-speed rail versus more roads. Do you think about that? Trains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would be awesome. I would definitely want a high-speed rail. I love the Amtrak, and I love trains.
Okay, so that's something you could see supporting?
I would definitely support rail system, yes, because I would love to get to Chicago in 2 hours and not deal with traffic as like we deal with, or to Minneapolis or wherever the case would be. I guess I can agree with Biden on that, so.
And Obama.
And Obama. Okay. Am I a Democrat? I may be a Democrat.
I don't know. I got to find some different questions. looking around here for some other questions here. No, we don't want to talk.
Deep undercover.
Yes. Well, you're kind of new. In terms of like in 2 years, in a year, you'd have all these answers of this is what
I would
do.
Definitely have answers.
You know what I mean? And you only am right now. So let's just talk about something more general then.
Okay.
What motivates you? Let's talk about your personal motivation. I mean, I'm grateful you're running. I'm grateful
Thank
for
you.
Anybody running, whether they're my party, not party. I just,
exactly.
I love it when they run. I will sign nomination papers. It's like, get on the ballot, man. And I just hope you, I'm not going to say I'm going to vote for you, but I will sign your nomination papers so that you get on the ballot.
And I had a lot of that when I was knocking doors with people telling me that they felt everybody should have an opportunity to run. My motivating factor is that I'm a daughter of a veteran who served his country, and I'm a mother of a veteran who's serving his country, and I feel like this is my way of serving my country and my community.
No, that's admirable. How have you thought about the benefits they're receiving? Do you think we treat our veterans okay? Could be better? Or?
I mean, I guess we definitely treat them better than we did when my dad was a veteran, which was like World War II era. But we definitely could do better. They deserve so much.
Well, yes.
They deserve so much more.
Yeah.
They deserve to not be homeless on the street down at St. John Park. They deserve to be in a home.
All right.
And safe.
You definitely got the soft side, the mother side, if I could say that. You know, I mean, that's what's motivating you is a lot of those kind of issues.
Exactly.
And I think that's pretty cool. You're running for office. All right. We're going to keep tabs on you we are, especially me, because I live in your district.
I definitely need some tabs kept on me.
All right. Well, it's Jessica Henderson running for the state assembly. Any way to contact you? You have a website or?
Henderson for Wisconsin should get you there.
And it's pretty easy to look it up, too. You look up the 90th District, who's running. It's going to be the two of you, and people can find
it. And I have a Facebook page.
All right. Well, thanks for running. Thanks for being here today. This has been Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Have a great week, and we will see you next Sunday. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. You're simply the best.